Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where, well, despite everything that's going on, we still believe in the concept of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am the Chief, coming to you from somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon, and, well, if you read the description here, maybe know what's going on. Probably not going to even worry about keeping you here for the whole 30 minutes. This is a show that I've almost done every week for the last several months. I've decided to put the show on hiatus, shut it down, not do it anymore, whatever, however you want to put it. I've decided to do that, but I did not want to just disappear like some people do, without any explanation, without, wrapping things up in an appropriate way, explaining to you why, what, all that sort of thing. So, I feel that that would be kind of disrespectful to my listeners to just disappear. So, okay, don't have a whole lot of listeners to be disrespectful to, but for those who are listening, I feel I owe you this much. So, why am I shutting the show down? Why am I shutting it down now? A few reasons. First off, there are questions of my health. I was not here last week. Just didn't do a show. No explanation. Just wasn't here. I did a show the week before that. The week before that, I did not do a show, but at least I, had the decency to write no show today. And that's happened a few times. The reason I was not here last week, and as I explained, is it's just illness. I was not feeling well. This has been going on for a while. I'm not feeling, granted there's no physical exertion to just sitting here and talking, but being able to keep myself together for the full 30 minutes, sometimes a challenge. And it's been getting harder and harder to come here with the confidence that I could do it. I'm not feeling all that well right now, but at least I managed to get myself together where I have the confidence that I could do 30 minutes and without, completely losing it. Hello, Annie. Glad to see you here. I don't know if you caught this, but if you read the little blurb, but I've I've decided to shut this down for the time being, and I was explaining why. My health is part of the reason, but more of an excuse than a reason to a degree. I've discovered that I'm finding it hard to get excited about doing this. A year ago, my whole week kind of revolved, since I had retired from my job as a truck driver, my week mostly revolved around, doing this 30 minutes a week. It was important to me. It was one of the main things I did. I've just kind of lost interest. Excellent, Annie. I've lost interest in doing this sort of thing. And, I don't know. I thought after the election and the new sort of president, maybe I could get a little more excited because I thought things would be easier. And in a way, they are always easier to complain. But, I don't know. It's just the way the country is going. It's just so depressing. And, if I had a whole lot of people wanted to listen to me, maybe I could have something. But, a few people listen, it's gotten difficult to get excited about doing this. So I don't know. Between just my physical constraints and my, emotional and intellectual, it's just not working too well anymore. So once again, I just decided that, here's the deal. This is what's been going on for quite a while. Now, some of you may know that I started the show, I think it was like 2013, and I did it for about a year, back when I was still driving a truck, and I was on what's called a dedicated account, which gave me a very regular schedule. So I did this show on Thursday nights, and then I kind of lost that gig and went back to just driving over the road, go anywhere, anytime, very irregular. Tried to keep the show going on Thursday night. That didn't last long at all. Kind of moved over to Sunday night where I could sort of do it sometimes, but I had to find a place that had a Wi-Fi connection because I was doing the show from my truck. I had to have a Wi-Fi connection. I had to... and he's telling me don't give up, get mad and fight back. Listen, I'm not giving up so much. Number one, I don't know. I was going to mention, in fact, I was getting to this. I'll just continue with where I was going. I started the show. I moved over to Sunday nights just because I needed to, be able to park in a place that had a Wi-Fi and a phone connection, all that to be able to do the show from my truck. It got harder and harder to find, so the show was like got really intermittent, and then I had some technical issues, computer breaking, all that. It just went away. It just kind of, stopped. No explanation, it just stopped. Well, I had always intended to start it up again. So what happened is I got a new computer, and then I got a better phone plan where I could use my phone as a mobile hotspot, and I could do all that stuff. So I started doing it again from my truck on Sunday nights, and it was cool. But when I started it up, I said a couple things. I made two promises to my audience. I promised, number one, that the show would start on time. If I scheduled a show, I would start that show on time, finish on time. And I've kept that promise. But the other promise I've been a little bit shakier on. So I promised that I would be prepared. And I would start from, you know, when I did the show, even from my truck, I would write copious notes. I knew what I was going to talk about. Sometimes I had so many handwritten notes, or later on I actually got a printer and I used to print them out. I could almost read for 30 minutes. I knew what I was going to do. After I retired, I kept doing that, but the notes got sketchier and sketchier. And the last several shows I've done, I've basically had no notes at all. I don't have any notes right now. I just sort of went with my ability to run my mouth. Yeah, and that kind of went as you might have expected. I was not happy with what I was doing here. I felt I was kind of shortchanging the audience a little bit, not giving them what they deserve. So, yeah, you know, I could keep talking. I always had things in front of me to talk about, but I wasn't as prepared, and I'd kind of stutter and sound like I've been sounding now, just not doing it as well as it should. That's not fair to you. So in that respect, it's just not going. I've just kind of lost interest. Now, I always said, I mean, I never had a very large audience here. But I always said that the number one audience for this show was me. I said what I wanted to say, the way I wanted to say it, and if nobody listened, that's fine. At least I said it. That continues. But I may continue doing this show sort of at maybe go back to occasional Sunday nights, or, you know, maybe basically do it as a podcast. Since I just do this show at the freebie level, I can't unload. I can only broadcast live. But, you know, if I have something to say, the show will still be here. I'm not taking it down. I'm not deleting stuff. If I have something to say, I'll say it. I may say it here. I may go back to, you know, getting a little better on my written blog, which I haven't written on. I mean, I've only had a few things in the last several years. I used to write more. But nonetheless, that's what's going on. Like I say, I have almost done this show several times over the last, you know, several months. I just always had something I wanted to talk about. I did have things I wanted to talk about last week. I was still going to talk about them, this same things this week, along with other things, but again, my health kind of, I wasn't even sure I was going to do this today. I did want to make sure that I could wrap this up. So, yeah, I guess, you know, in all, you know, summing up, wrapping up kind of shows, I guess I have to thank a few people. Once again, first off, Annie, thanks for showing up. Thanks for the encouragement. you know, if you see me, I may show up in your chat room from time to time. You know, I've been a regular enough listener to your show, and I don't intend, you know, as long as I feel up to it, Friday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time, adjust that yourself, you know, great show. All right. Other people, you know, since Annie has got to be leaving, glad to at least, yeah. Okay, other people. There's a couple people I need to thank, but I can't thank them by name because I have no idea. I never knew their names. If you listen to the very beginning of this show, I have my little opening. There's a couple voices on there. One guy says, what's happening? And then there's a female voice. I've been trying to get somebody to do that for a long time. There's a kind of, I don't know if I even ever told the story. I just had been, had an idea of what I wanted to do for a show opening. And I, you know, I'd heard a few women that I had a good, I wanted a female voice to say some things. And I don't know, it's back when I was still driving the truck, I happened to be in the company terminal in Phoenix, and I was sitting out there, and some woman said, just said hello, and I said, what a perfect voice. So I asked her if she would do this, and she did. And then while we were doing it, the other guy was there, and so that's where the show opening came from. And they've been a part of every one of these shows ever since I got that put together, so I want to thank them. Another person I want to give just a special shout out to is a guy named Flycatch. He was actually here live for 2 weeks ago, the last show I did. He is the only person that I don't personally know who he is, know his name, anything about him, that was a fan of the show in the first iteration before I shut it down and came back for the second time. Only one of those. So, yeah, had a few people, kind of regular listeners that I didn't know, first iteration, several in the second iteration, but only one made it for both times. So, who else do? Okay, I have to make a special thanks. Someone who was a big listener, big contributor, very huge part of this show in the first iteration. Sort of came back for the second, but didn't hang around too long. For various reasons, but it's my friend, for shipmate, True is his actual name, lives in Tokyo. He was a regular contributor in the first iteration, helped me out a lot. Sometimes if I wasn't sure what I was going to do, I would get him. He'd come on and help me put something together if I was having trouble preparing something. He's still a big contributor. The show I was going to do last week, and I planned to do that thing, I would have done it this week. It was actually largely based on a conversation I had with him a few weeks ago. Great insight to, you know, just what's going on, just another view. So give me a lot of things to think about. He has not listened to this show for quite a while. He's not probably going to hear this, but just in case, yeah, there it is. I guess I also have to thank that guy. His name is Chris Primesberger. He's never listened to this show, as far as I know. He was like my first Facebook friend, and I refer to him very often here as Blue Checkmark Guy, huge liberal. I never mentioned his name before today, but yeah. He gave me just a view. His Facebook page was always such an echo chamber about, you know, from the leftist standpoint. So I always, I never mentioned his name because I was afraid he might hear that I'd mentioned his name and, you know, block me or something, and I would lose that. Interestingly enough, since Biden has been president, he's been kind of quiet. Yeah, it's, remember what I said back at the top? It's easier to complain. But when your side's a big screw-up, yeah, not so easy. So his politics have been a little bit quiet lately. Okay, but he's been an important part of this show. So, who else do I want to mention? Obviously, I have to mention Tim Tapp. I don't know, you know, as far as I know, he is still doing the show, but he hasn't done one in a month. I don't know if he's coming back. I have not seen him here. He used to be a very regular listener here. But, yeah, he's done a lot. Certainly not his fault that I didn't get a lot of as many listeners because, man, he always tried to promote the show constantly. Always mentioned it, had me on as a guest several times. Yeah. So there's that. But, yeah, I hope he comes back, does a great show. But I understand, you know, I don't know, maybe he's getting the same issues I am, because it's a little harder when, maybe it's a little harder for him, I don't know. A couple other people I really have to mention, big fans of this show that have left us. My friend Rick Robino, he was one of the people who was a fan of the show in the first iteration. He just happened to find a Facebook friend, happened to find it. And he became a big fan of the show and was kind of called in, sort of kept me going toward the end of the first iteration. Came back for the second iteration, joined me occasionally. But by that time, we had in between that time, we found out he had been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he died a while, you know, a few years ago. And, of course, Kel Fritzy, which he meant. I guess before I mention Kel, I have to thank one other person, Suzette. She used to do a show. She still does a show. I think she'll probably be on about an hour and a half over on Spreaker, Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio. But she used to do a show on Sunday nights right after mine. So I happened to did my show, happened to find her, and I, you know, we became friends, talked on the phone, and she introduced me to Kel, who introduced me to Tim Tapp and a lot of other people, all the people at Global Patriot Radio. So, you know, of course, she passed away about a year and a half ago. Her passing kind of crushed a lot of us, and maybe the fact that she wasn't here anymore kind of started my spiral of losing interest, although I did not immediately. But nonetheless, yeah, I still miss you. Actually, yeah, I don't know. I can't talk about Kel without getting broken up, so I won't. Two other people. Jeez, I said I wasn't going to keep you long, and it's already gone more than almost the full 30 minutes. Now I got to rush to finish this up. Okay. Two other people I want to thank. One is Hopalong Ginsburg. Do not know the guy personally. We are friends on MeWe, but yeah. He does some music, and he's allowed me to use some Muse music on his show, or on this show, use his music. So, you know, he does some parody music I kind of like. Here's just a sampling of it.
Good little bitches, got your bitch rag on your face. Good little bitches.
Yeah, this is called Mask Mandate Blues.
Now bow down before your master. Show him that you know your place. You give that blues.
Yeah, that was that. And one other person I want to thank, an old shipmate that I think I may have met, but I didn't know it at the time. But we were on the same ship at the same time, and he probably came up, you know, probably at least saw each other. But I did not know him until after I left the Navy. Once again, he did some music when I played his music quite a bit. His name is Eddie Walker Jr., another former Navy chief petty officer. And I've, you know, played some of his music quite a bit. And since I'm just about out of time, I'll end the show with Every Shade of Navy Blue by Eddie Walker Jr. It's been great. I'll miss talking to you, but all good things must come to an end. And maybe I'll see you on the flip side.
Sailing out on the sea make a sailor so lonely. Way, way, thinking about her, thinking now about being home is lovely. Since he can't be there, thinking about her. Yeah, it's all so true. That part, every shade of blue. His life, every shade of blue. Underway in the Navy, he misses her. In her arms, in his mind he can get away from the ocean. Goes adrift from wave to wave on the ocean. He's dreaming home of his baby. Be with her someday. Every shade of blue.